Hello, and welcome back to the Love Your Bod Pod. I'm your host, Kara Crincifelli. I'm a holistic health coach, published author, and online course creator. And today we are going to be diving into body wisdom again, like we talked about last week. So if you haven't listened to last week's episode on body wisdom and what stops us from tuning into it from the outside world, go ahead and go listen to that. This week, we're going to talk a little bit more about what body wisdom means. And I'm going to share with you the most common ways that we hold ourselves back from developing and cultivating body wisdom. Before we dive in, just a quick reminder, you still have an opportunity to enter into the giveaway to win one of two awesome prizes, either a one-on-one coaching session with me or admission to my online course, Break Free from Binge Eating. To enter that giveaway, all you have to do is go leave a ratings and review on iTunes. So if you loved this podcast or you loved what you've heard so far, pretty please go and do that. I would be so grateful. Okay, let's dive in. How to start to tune into your body wisdom. Last week, we talked about what body wisdom is, how tuning into it truly allows us to discover a way of eating and living that is best for us, but our world makes it way more complicated than it needs to be. Trying to feed ourselves well does not need to be complicated, and it truly can be easy, and I know this because nutrition is not something that takes a lot of thought for me anymore, and if I can get to this place where it's kind of just like easy peasy, no extra thought, I know it can be the same for you. But because we are all swimming in diet culture, we have internalized a lot of its messaging. And then as a result, we create self-constructed blocks that hold us back from cultivating body wisdom. So in this episode, I want to go over the three main ways we hold ourselves back and how we overcome them. To give you a more of a gist of what body wisdom means, it comes from being in alignment with our body, that we're not trying to control anything with our mind. But often we think that if we stop controlling our food, that we'll go batshit crazy and eat all the things. And we assume that the opposite of control is being out of control. And in a way it is, but not really in the way that you might think. Imagine not feeling controlled by food, having freedom to eat what you want, when you want, and not have it mean anything about who you are as a person. Imagine having a natural inclination towards foods that make you feel good. Imagine that you love your body so much that you want to take care of it right now, regardless of any changes you might want to make. Imagine having a plate of nachos or a cookie and then putting a metaphorical period after that experience because you feel satisfied and nourished. No need to attach further meaning onto it because you decided to have a cookie. It means nothing more than you had a cookie. Imagine being so in tune with your body that when it's craving salad, you eat salad. And when it's craving pizza, you eat pizza. No stress, no moral superiority or demoralization. No need to try to adjust what you eat tomorrow. None of that whole like, oh, well, tomorrow I'm going to get back on the wagon crap. None of that. Just flowing in and out of what makes you feel most nourished, satisfied, loved, and alive in the moment. Imagine being fully in tune with your body's needs for movement, that when it wants exercise, you exercise. And when it wants rest, you rest without the stress or fear of what it means to miss a workout because you know what's truly best for your body in the moment, day to day. Body wisdom encompasses all of these things. It's leaving the controlling nature of our mind and entering in the intuitive wisdom that's woven into our bodies. And trust me, cultivating it will change your relationship with food and it will change your relationship with life. So let's talk about the self-constructed blocks that get in the way of us cultivating this awesome body wisdom that I am talking about with you. So block number one is food rules and nutritional dogma. So many of us grow up trying a whole bunch of different diets. We'll read about health and nutrition online. We'll follow a bunch of food bloggers on Instagram. And like I mentioned last week, literally everyone has a different opinion and often has like science to back it up. And so over the years, we start to create a bunch of food rules and they basically influence how, when, and what we eat. So since we're talking about food rules, are you aware of what your rules are? Do you have conscious awareness of them and how they are running your life and relationship to food? So some examples of the rules are eating between a certain window of time, like no food after 7 p.m., Or do you believe that there are good foods and bad foods? If so, what are those foods? Those, if you have foods on a good food list and a bad food list, those are food rules. Or do you believe that there are foods that are okay to eat and not okay to eat? Or do you think that sugar is the devil and addictive, or carbs are fattening? These are the types of rules we create as a result of what the outside world tells us, and it messes with our ability to choose food because we want to eat it and it will satisfy us. And it also makes food choices a morality issue, which leads to guilt and shame. So part of developing body wisdom is having the courage and the trust to step outside of your comfort zone and be uncomfortable with not knowing what is going to happen by letting go of all of the food rules you tend to follow. You have to be willing to stop following them and instead listen to what your body tells you. That means if it wants a piece of bread, you eat a piece of bread and enjoy every single bite of it. So while there is benefit to having nutritional insight, it is possible that we let it override what our body tells us. So are you ready to ditch food rules? That is one of the first things that we have to do to start cultivating a deep connection to our body. Chances are most of the rules came from outside of yourself. And the nutritional information overload of the outside world clogs up our internal and intuitive information system. When we are so consumed by what others have told us to do, it's hard to listen to our body. So I don't want you to feel bad. This happened to me. It happens to so many of us. And over the years, as we have tried various things with little to no success, we start to distrust ourselves and our body. And this truly blocks body wisdom. So how we get over block number one is you wipe your slate clean, ditch the food rules and the beliefs that you have, and start fresh with your body. Okay, block number two, and it's a doozy, and it is fear of weight gain. Almost always part of what holds us back from developing body wisdom is a fear of weight gain. You may also have some health issues and body dis-ease that you want help healing, but in your pursuit of health, are you also hoping to lose weight and manipulate the way your body looks? Typically, that's most of us. So if so, how afraid are you of gaining weight or of not losing more weight? I want you to think about this and just consider for a minute that so much of your problems with food and way of eating are wrapped up in the fact that you are petrified at the idea of gaining weight or not losing more weight. And I'm not saying that by developing body wisdom, you will automatically gain weight, because I absolutely have no idea what will happen with the size of your body. But I do know that anything's possible. And unfortunately, in order to develop body wisdom, we have to be okay with the potential of weight gain and welcome the opportunity for our body to do its work. And who knows, you could lose weight, but either way, we have to become weight neutral during the process of cultivating body wisdom. And again, that can be really hard with the modern world and diet culture and the media that is constantly telling us that our self-worth is based on our size, and it's not. We will talk about that more on another episode on the podcast, but just planting that seed for now. So if you truly want to become an intuitive eater and develop body wisdom, we have to be willing to trust our body to do what it needs to do. You have to trust your body not only to regulate the millions of mechanisms going on inside of you at any given moment, but you especially need to trust it to regulate your weight. So even if you have health issues that you want to heal from, I am willing to bet that there are some fears about your body size tangled up in them. And that stress or fear that we might have because of the size-based discrimination or weight stigma that is so prevalent in our society, it's possible that that is contributing to our health problems as well. Stress, of course, is a bottleneck to all types of different diseases and health issues. But is giving up the goal of weight loss worth having the mental space and freedom that body wisdom provides? Is it worth feeling ease and grace around food? Is it worth trusting and respecting your body? So as someone who has moved past the fear of weight gain, I'm here to tell you that it is absolutely worth it, but you have to make that decision for yourself. I cannot choose it for you, and it's totally okay no matter what you choose. But I do believe that obsessing about and wanting to control our weight is a huge part of why eating healthfully and normally is so challenging for so many of us. If you view eating a salad as being good and a meal that will help you manipulate your body, it's no surprise to me that you do not love vegetables and enjoy eating them in abundance. And if eating pizza is bad and going to make you fat, I'm not surprised that you feel guilt and shame from eating it and then often binge on it. This is a challenging block to get over, but are you willing to let go of your fear of weight gain and your goal of weight loss in order to develop body wisdom? Obsessing about our weight makes it nearly impossible to develop body wisdom because it perpetuates a disordered relationship with food. It makes food about changing your body and not about nourishing your body and thriving in all areas of life. I know that that's a tough one, but it's truly worth it. And then barrier number three is a lack of body acceptance. If you're listening to this, it's possible that you are not happy with your body. Maybe it's the size and the shape that bothers you, or perhaps you have health issues like IBS or PCOS, and that's irritable bowel syndrome or polycystic ovarian syndrome. And maybe you have both. Maybe you have some health issues and you're not totally comfortable with the size of your body. But either way, accepting your body as it is right now is necessary for you to develop body wisdom. Often, when I first approach the idea of body acceptance with clients, they immediately interpret it as giving up or meaning that they are content with how things are. That's not really the case, but as long as we continue to see it as something that needs fixing, like seeing our body as something that needs fixing, it's challenging, if not possible, to develop body wisdom. So when we choose to not view our body as good or bad or right or wrong, rather accept our body just the way it is right now, we allow ourselves to work in alignment with it rather than against it. It allows us to be a neutral receiver of the information it sends us instead of being a judgmental peanut gallery. So choosing to accept your body and, if possible, respect it right now does not mean you don't want to make changes or that you have goals for yourself. It does not necessarily mean that you will stay fat or get more fat or that you will become unhealthy. It just means that you accept it as it is right now, period. The earth is round, the sun is the center of our solar system, the sky is blue, and this is your body. It's just a matter of fact. And having this attitude allows us to not act in reaction to it. Coming from a place of neutral acceptance allows us to create how we want to live our lives every day. Essentially, it just sets us up to feel more empowered and to truly take care of ourselves instead of fighting against ourselves. So one of the reasons why I like body acceptance is because it doesn't necessarily require you to like or love anything about your body. And I'm not saying that you're not lovable. What I am saying is that no matter your opinions of your body or your health status, you are truly deserving of respect and kindness and compassion. And that's really what body acceptance will open us up to. It really opens us up to treat ourselves with what we really need. And that's, again, acceptance, kindness, compassion, love. So are you willing to let go of control to see what happens? Are you willing to face some discomfort, just experiment and play around? Are you willing to turn down the volume on the outside world and tune into your body? Are you willing to release your expectations and desires for weight loss and try to accept your body as it is right now? Are you willing to see your symptoms and body sensations as your body wisdom speaking to you? Anything that comes up for you from your body, be it bloating, headaches, irritability, digestive issues, and the like, are your body's way of telling you something. Are you willing to listen to it, interpret it, and then act in alignment with it? So my goal is to never tell you exactly what to eat or how to eat or what to do to lose weight. That's never my goal. I am truly someone that is weight neutral. And developing body acceptance, becoming weight neutral, and letting go of our food rules are necessary to help us develop body wisdom. And over the years, cultivating body wisdom has truly transformed my relationship with food, but it's also transformed my relationship with life. As I've become more trusting of myself around my food choices, I've become more trusting of myself in all of life's situations. I truly believe that how we do one thing is how we do everything. And so if we can get to this place of acceptance, of being receptive of the information coming from our body, we're ultimately going to develop more of our gut instincts and intuition, not only around food, but again, in every area of our life. Body wisdom is not just about physical health. It's about mental, emotional, and spiritual health as well. It's truly holistic and looking at you from a whole. So I hope you liked what I shared with you today. If you want to learn more, my book, Body Wisdom, A Guide to Rediscovering Your Relationship with Food, Trusting Your Intuition, and Becoming Your Own Health Expert, is available on Amazon. Again, it is set up a little bit like a workbook. So after every chapter, there's action items for you to practice. There's journal prompts that help you start to cultivate your own body wisdom. And if you liked what you heard today, pretty please go leave a ratings and review. You will be entered into win that giveaway I mentioned. You have until the end of October to do that. And if you guys have questions or you want to chat with me, send me a DM on Instagram or an email. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to connect with you. And I will see you all next week.